We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What up, everybody? B. Mitch and Finley, Monday morning, 10 a.m., District of Columbia, points north, south, east, and west. There is so much to discuss. When I walk in and B. Mitch is as hyper as he is right now, I know it's been a hell of a weekend. And B., there's so much we need to get to.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, we got to talk about everything going on in the Ukraine. We need to consider what the Supreme Court is doing.
No, we're not. We're talking all sports.
The stock market drop in the tech sector.
This is B. Mitch and Finley Sports Talk.
That's right.
Yeah,
holy bleep, those football games this weekend.
They were good. They were very, very good.
One just continued to build onto the next.
Okay, and for all of the apologists and the want to make it easy for the professionals, people today, I'm here to try to dispel all of your damn stuff.
So Brendan Dar just got B. Mitch all mad. Senior investigative reporter Brendan Dar just told B. Mitch that the real problem with the Green Bay Packers is that they don't play in a dome, and if they played in a dome, they'd have at least two more Super Bowl wins.
Well, and I would ask Brendan Dar.
They lost
to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the cold weather. They lost to the San Francisco 49ers. In the cold weather.
Weather's usually pretty nice in Tampa.
I don't think the weather had a damn thing to do with them losing. I think the fact that their special team sucked was a reason. I think the fact that their quarterback, who is very good and great, I would say, didn't make the plays that day when he needed to. I said if San Francisco ran the ball effectively, they will lose the game. Talking about Green Bay. Well, Green Bay lost to San Francisco special teams, to be totally honest with you. A field goal block.
They lost to their own special teams.
A punt block.
Yeah.
And they scored a touchdown off of that. They basically lost to San Francisco's special teams.
The Packers Niners. So Saturday's games were competitive as hell, right?
Yeah.
Even if they were a little kind of ugly.
But that's football, though.
Once you got
every
to
game
Sunday,
is not going
to
be what we totally saw last night.
What we saw last night, I mean, single best passing performances. I posted on my Instagram, best passing performances since when?
And, it's been a long time.
I got a million different answers. It was fun, but like.
But I would just say that game before that, that was some passing performances
hell yeah.
in that game, too.
Oh, absolutely.
And I know people want to run Tom Brady out. Because you quit because you think you owe, be that quitter. Let that man go as long as he wants to go. Because he's proven this year he's as good as anybody that plays football.
I don't understand it's time for Brady to hang it up. He's outrageous.
It's time for him to hang it up when he's ready to hang it up.
Stay or go, whatever you want to do.
Watching that man perform yesterday being down 27-3.
I think it was 27-6. It was 20-3 and then
27-6. Okay, 21 points.
Yeah.
To watch him perform as he did and watch that man wheel his team, you can sit up here and talk all you want about, oh, he should leave the game.
Why?
That's why certain people become successful and other people are always talking about being successful. Sometimes you got to put the work in. And we all know one thing about him, he puts the damn work in. And he was thoroughly embarrassed and disappointed early in that game.
Yeah.
But you saw him, he kept trying to motivate, and he kept trying to will him, and it came back. I have nothing but love for Tom Brady.
Dude, he threw for 5,300 yards, 43 touchdowns against six picks this year. Huh. I'm sorry, against 12 picks. Yeah. Brady should play as long as he wants to. Yep. And if he decides, he's 44 years old. He's older than me, for God's sakes. If he decides this is the year, okay, man, ride into the sunset.
Mm-hmm.
The Rodgers situation is way more fascinating. But by far, the best game of the night, the best game of the weekend, was last night. I mean, what happened in the final 2 minutes of Chiefs-Bills? Just epic. I mean, just epic.
Let me ask you a question. With 13 seconds on the clock, did you think any chance they were going to get in position?
Yeah. I texted you. I said all they need is a field goal. I think we talked about.
But you didn't think it was going to be two plays and they'd be in position.
And I thought it'd be a 60-yarder. Yeah. I didn't think it'd be a what ended up being a 48-yarder?
It was like something easy. I mean, and that's the reason that they were in that position. If he had hit the damn field goal earlier and the extra point, hey, we don't have this issue problem.
We talk about special teams. I mean, the special team botches in that Packers game particularly. That's why Green Bay lost.
Yeah.
Completely. But you talk
and you talked about it throughout the year where they never addressed it.
Dude.
Knowing they had that
this
issue.
Sounds like a hot take. I don't think it. I think Matt LaFleur should be fired. How you can allow.
Well, that is a hot take. They were in a.
They've won 13 games in three straight seasons. I get all that. How you can allow your special teams to be that bad all season. What happens when you get into the deep rounds of the playoffs is you're playing other elite teams.
Yeah.
You don't get to beat up on the Lions and the Bears and the Vikings. Like, when you're playing other really good teams, the little things matter.
Yeah.
And when but you I think allow your specials to be awful all year.
Someone runs their personnel department.
They had 10 people on the field when San Fran's kicking a game-winning field goal.
That special teams coach may be fired.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
And
the reason I say that is because that is your job. And everybody on special teams. Hell, every time I went back to catch a kick or a punt, you know what I was doing? Counting them. I wanted 10 to be blocking for me, not 9. And the coach said, Brian, that's your job. Make sure John Harbaugh taught me that. Wayne Sevier told me that. Pete Rodriguez told me that. LaCharles McDaniel. They say, make sure we have the right amount of people on the field. When I was on the sideline and they had a kickoff team and I wasn't on that anymore, I'm counting to make sure. Everybody, but you get to this level. You get to the playoffs. One game away from the championship game. Like Coach Gibbs said, you get up here. When you get up here, we don't make mistakes. We don't make excuses for those people. They're professionals. So when I watch things go down, I watch a team go out there and kick a ball and give the ball to Patrick Mahomes on a 25-yard line. Then I watch a pass go to one person, and he runs 20-something yards. And then the next person catch another 20-something yarder. And today, all I hear is people saying, oh, they got to change the rules. No. They would have never had to worry about the playoff rule if they just played defense or squib the ball and take some more time off the clock. So
a couple of Bills mistakes yesterday, I think. And we talk about this all the time. Going for it on fourth down has become so in vogue that it probably happens more than it needs to. But I think there were a pair of fourth downs yesterday that the Bills should have gone for it. They punted.
Yeah, they went for almost every one of them.
Dude, they punted at midfield, fourth and four. They were on the 49. Mm-hmm. Like, the Chiefs are just scoring. Try to keep the ball. They had one, I don't know about this because it was deeper in their own territory, but it was fourth and one, I think, about the 35-yard line.
Yeah.
You have Josh Allen and everything that dude can do. Figure out where Chris Jones is and just run the sneak to the other side.
But the whole thing about
Chris
that
Jones,
GP,
all we're going to talk about is the quarterbacks. That dude is a
revisionist history.
Ass.
It's good to say that. But if they go for it there, and how about if it's a jump? How about if they don't get it and you give it to Patrick Mahomes on the 30-yard line in your territory?
Sure.
That's a problem.
But the Chiefs ended up scoring anyway.
Yeah, they scored anyway. But the whole thing about it is you can't make it easier for them to score. You know, they went for four. They were 4 for 4, I think, on fourth downs yesterday when they went for it.
I mean, I think they had two of them on the first drive.
But the whole thing of it is, see, when I first saw that, it told me Sean McDermott said we have to keep them off the field as much as we can and make sure we get points because I know what Andy Reid is capable of. And then all of a sudden, when that game started getting a little tight, Andy Reid kept doing what Andy Reid does.
I was surprised McVay in the fourth quarter of that Rams game until the final drive.
Oh, he stayed aggressive.
No, I thought he didn't. They had a couple drives. They got the ball late in the fourth and just ran it three straight times to try to just run the clock, and I was pretty surprised by that.
Well, at that point, I think he was at the point of, if that dude touched the ball again, he's going to score.
Sure, sure.
And that dude was scoring. You know, that's why, I mean, I can't listen to those people who say football's supposed to be played inside all the time. I think because you are soft as cotton, as some damn cotton candy, you be that way. But the world understands. Real men go out there and do stuff in the cold. We've had all types of things, all types of businesses and functions where people are in the cold doing amazing things. Football is an outdoor sport. And to sit up here and make excuses about all he would have had more Super Bowl, he didn't lose to cold weather teams. He lost to warm weather teams in the cold.
Plenty, plenty, plenty to discuss. Jason Campbell, Washington football team, former quarterback, Auburn star, will join us at 11 o'clock. I want to have a long discussion on Jimmy Garoppolo because I think somehow my thought of what is realistic has conflated into that I am advocating for Jimmy G, which I am not. I'm just pointing out what I think could be a realistic
option. Well, I'm not
option.
Advocating for him. I can tell you that.
I'm aware of your stance, sir. I can't get over that game last night. And, B, I like the Chiefs. I like Andy Reid. I like Mahomes. Honey Badger's been one of my favorite players to watch for a long time. That is a team I generally root for and enjoy. Mm-hmm. I feel like, you know, Kansas City's like a great football town, and the passion of those fans. I've gotten to cover a game at Arrowhead. It's really, really a cool, unique vibe. I like the Chiefs, right?
Mm-hmm.
But damn, I feel bad for the Bills. I feel bad for the Bills players. I feel really bad for Bills fans. Like our boy T-Mac, huge Bills fan.
Why though? This is my thing.
I just feel bad for
them,
man.
That's a defense and a coaching staff that did not squib and let a team go down the field like unscathed in 9 seconds. I mean, if they had did some crazy off the helmet, bounced off a foot type play, I would feel sorry. They threw two passes, and both of the receivers, Hill on one and Kelce on the other, were basically untouched, okay? After you made the mistake of not squib kicking the ball.
Huge mistake.
So once we get into overtime, I don't care what happens. You should have never went to overtime based off of how that game went.
13 seconds, man.
Let's be real.
But I don't feel bad for like the Bills coaches. They messed up. I feel bad for Bills fans, for real. Like,
hey man,
my boy Aaron Pollard, like, I feel bad for.
That's the rules. I know a lot of people today are so upset. They need to change the rule. You know why? Because they lost their damn bet. That's why they want to change the rules today. Fantasy football and gambling has changed the way fans think. Fans think more about their pocket and their little wins in their fantasy football more than they do. The rules of football are the rules of football. I don't want the NFL to get like college. I hate seeing them 70-something, whatever game, because keep giving them a chance. Give them a chance. Give them a chance. No. You're an NFL player. When you make those, like you just said down before we came in here, the little things count. When you make all those little dumbass mistakes throughout a game, they come back to bite you later on. Kansas City was in the worst situation. They gave up 4 points. They probably shouldn't have to go into overtime if their kicker was better. But then he came down in the end and he was able to make some things happen for him to get him into overtime. But once Pat got the ball back, they were messing with him early. He saw it to click. Why didn't they make an adjustment to try to go against him?
I think, and you're going to disagree with me, I think when it comes to overtime, you don't change anything in the regular season. I think in the playoffs, each team should kick off. So then you're still incorporating special teams. You're still incorporating all three phases. Each team kicks off. Both teams get a possession. And you let the chips fall.
I disagree. It is what it is.
Well, and there's a good point, too, in like one of the biggest flaws in the college overtime system is whoever winning the toss still has a significant determination on the outcome of the game, because if you win the toss, you want the ball second, so you know what you have to do, right? Like, the other team is only able to get a field goal. If we get a touchdown, we win. Like, the same thing would happen in the NFL, kind of regard. There's I think it's Michael David Smith from Pro Football Talk has this theory. I think this would drive you crazy, B. It's called spot and pick, or spot and place, or something. One team gets to spot the football, and the other team gets to decide if they want to go on offense or defense. So, like, you could go put the reaction.
First of all, college football is this way. We're going to get the ball at the same position. If I'm better than you, I'm going to stop you from getting in the end zone. Then I get the ball, I'm going to throw it into the end zone, I win the game. But if you can't get into it and you kick a field goal, and then I turn over and I can't get into it, I kick a field goal, I think we just get a tie and go home. In the NFL, a team had 13 seconds to get in overtime. They walked down the field very quickly on you. But then when they got on the other side and they won the toss, everyone says, well, you win the toss. I don't think everybody that wins the toss goes down and score a touchdown. Most times they don't score anything or they kick a field goal. But your defense, we talked about this on Friday. That secondary of Buffalo was supposed to be great. Who did Kansas City pick on? The secondary. And went right down the field. Ed Oliver, the guy I've been a fan of since he was at Houston. They didn't do their job down the stretch. But that's the whole thing about it. Too many people, just like the game we discussed when we talk about Green Bay and 49ers, that's either a great offense or a great defense. Many people give the one-finger salute to the special teams. But the teams with
How about this? I got a stat for you.
Team with three phases is going to win more.
Aaron Schatz, who we've had on the program a bunch, Football Outsiders, just tweeted out, this week's Saturday night's Packers game was the seventh worst special teams game in playoff history. The Packers have three of the bottom seven games.
Enough said. Listen.
It matters, man.
When you
are, and then the biggest single mistake of the weekend, which is insane, is the Bills not squibbing that kick with 13 seconds.
When you
force them to return it, kick it at an up guy that's not used to having the ball in his hands. He'll have to at least field it and go down.
Yeah. In Green Bay, here we go. When you're in Green Bay, your kicker should be the best. They should be able to kick in all types of weather, your punter. But you damn well should make sure your blocking and things of that nature is on point. I had special teams coaches, and I was lucky that they didn't – remember that people say Bill Belichick will walk around, and he'll see a defensive player, and he'll ask something about offensive rules or offensive play, and a defensive player needs to know that? That kept people on their toes. They kept me learning more and more. Well, Wayne Sevier, John Harbaugh, and Pete Rodriguez always, know what they did? Told you about every rule of special teams, every situation. So in that game, I would have probably been there and say, hey, coach, we need to squib this, man. Why? When you're squibbing, just like you stated, somebody that's not used to handling the ball will touch it and probably going to run around for a little bit, take two, three, four seconds off the clock. Maybe that helps you out
If Mahomes doesn't get the ball, say there's 9 seconds instead of 13, you might be hosting the AFC Championship.
You're kicking a 65-yarder. You're trying.
It's one play.
Or
yeah,
even the mindset changes.
But
now
the efficiency of the Chiefs. All right, we got a break. I understand. We're just going to keep talking about this all day. It was just the most incredible weekend of football. All four games delivered at an outrageous pace. This is B. Mitchell Finley.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
B. Mitch and Finley after just an incredible, incredible weekend. There's a lot of, we got all our own picks that we made. I think I went 1-3 in our picks.
I don't know, whatever.
The Titans getting, I mean, just, that Ronald. Titans game was unbelievable. Joe Mixon breaks a long one. But the game last night, it's just, it's so crazy that a game that's truly that epic, right? I mean, both QBs go over 300 yards. Josh Allen's final stat line, just insane. Have you looked at the numbers?
Mm-hmm.
27-37 for 329 with four touchdowns, no picks. He ran 11 times for another 68 yards. Mahomes, 33 of 44, 378, three touchdowns. He ran seven times for 69 yards.
Special. They both are special. And I think what people have to understand, when we start talking about quarterbacking, there are quarterbacks who can win it for you, and there are quarterbacks who are going to just be out there. Those two quarterbacks can win it for you. There are a couple of people out there I hear people yelling about, they did nothing yesterday.
Yeah.
But the team, their team per se, was good. Listen, one thing that Mike Shanahan talked about when he got here was about the 3-4 and making sure you have linebackers. And I think his reason for that was that your special teams would be better. Well, his son takes on that a little bit about making sure his special teams is good. And every week, when you look at offense, defense on every team, they can normally just cancel each other out. But you know what normally can just throw it everything towards your side? Your special teams being better than the other team's special teams. And that was obviously
when you get to,
what happened in that game.
When you get to the best teams, like
yes.
Everybody, I mean, you look at yesterday, right? You got Mahomes and Tyreek Hill. You got Josh Allen and Steph Diggs.
Yeah.
Like, both teams have ballers. You can't ignore the little stuff. And for the Bills, were there some questionable decisions? Yes, that's going to happen in any game. Like, coaches make calls. Mm-hmm. But to not squib it at the end is just such a mental lapse. I mean, you wonder, I just wonder if this is the type of loss for Josh Allen and this Bills team that, I mean, this just happened to Mahomes 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, they were in overtime against the Patriots. Brady got the ball. Chiefs never saw the field.
There you go.
And we were all screaming about overtime rules then. What did that do for Mahomes? Did it break him? No, he came back the next year and won the Super Bowl.
He said, I'm going to make sure I'm going to be the guy doing it to people next time.
I just, man, that game. So, that was that the best, by far the best game of the weekend, right? Anybody debating that? Okay. Best game since when? Because I've gotten a lot of, go ahead, Cody.
Has to be Rams Chiefs.
But that was an epic Monday nighter with crazy scoring, right?
Yeah.
But they didn't play, what was the final score in that thing?
54-51, something like that.
Right. Like it wasn't, like this game also had some good defense. I feel like this, the stakes are also so much higher than a Monday nighter. Was that supposed to be in Mexico City and then they had to like move it back to the U.S.?
Well, I think that game lived up to all the hype. Because they had to wait and wait and wait, and then boom.
Yo, it definitely did, but it wasn't a divisional round of the playoffs weekend. I think this game was better than that. I think you got to, like, when Joe Montana was in Kansas City and they played the Broncos in the playoffs, I think that was an AFC title game. Like, I think you got to kind of talk about, but hell, the Brady-Stafford game, the 3 o'clock game yesterday, wasn't on this level, but that was damn near epic too.
That was epic game
for Stafford, dude. But see, how about Stafford the blitz? And
Brady is the.
What do you think of Todd Bowles' blitz at going just all out late in that game?
You got to force the issue.
That's who he is. That's what that team has done all year. But Stafford thrives against the blitz. He's better against the blitz than he is sitting soft zones.
But the whole thing about it is, I've said it over and over again, when you blitz, you're trying to make the quarterback be damn near perfect. And I think that's the ultimate thing of what he was trying to do. And he just happened to be perfect in that situation.
Yeah.
I listen, man, I wouldn't sit back and let him do it either. Is this...
Yeah.
You got to be who you are.
So that, I mean, the Rams-Bucks game.
I didn't think Stafford could do two games in a row. He stood up. And that's the whole thing about him. You know, he has those dud games. You hope it's not in the championship.
He had a couple that looked like they could get picked. But, yeah. I mean, Stafford went 28 of 38, 366, two touchdowns.
Yeah.
Tom, 30 of 54, so the least accurate of the four quarterbacks we're talking about. 329, a touchdown, and a pick. Tom threw a couple ducks. I tell you what, Brady's the greatest quarterback ever. I won't hear any Brady slander. But he's such a ballerina in the pocket. When he doesn't get to set his feet, you can tell how much it impacts
him. He threw a lot of ducks when he was getting arm hit and everything else yesterday. The thing about him, though, he comes right back the next play. And
Dude, you're down three scores, and they just fought back.
I'll take Tom Brady for three more years over some of these young dudes that we're talking about.
Hell yeah. absolutely.
We talk about changing culture, okay? As I heard the players, people were talking about what the players were saying about Tom Brady. Tom Brady came into Tampa Bay and changed their culture more than Bruce Arians did. All the young dudes said, listen, with this man's success, we watch how he worked, and they start to imitate what he was doing. That players can change stuff quicker than just a coach saying it. Because when you are trying to change a culture, you need to have someone along that has been super successful or very successful, and then also they are still workers. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A lot of times you get coaches saying, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm gonna do that. And then they go out and they pick a lot of hand-me-down players. Well, how is that changing the culture? If you had a level, not even a Tom Brady level, but somebody come in, like when London Fletcher came around, you start seeing this dude's been good. You know, let's start watching him a little more.
Right, what's he doing?
Let's start trying to do the stuff that I tell the story all the time. I used to watch Ernest Byner and them working after practice and didn't want to bother them. So I went to the other field, but I was paying attention, and I was doing exactly what they were doing, and Coach Gibbs noticed I was doing that. You know what I'm saying? It comes down to having the people who can set the tone. And most times, coaches can be former players, but a lot of time when a coach is a former player, they distance themselves from playing again. Unlike Vrabel, who basically – just recently leaving the game, he can sit up there and still talk to this guy, interact with him. A lot of other coaches don't do it. That's how you get your culture changed a lot quicker. Having examples right there in their faces.
Sure. It's just what an unreal set of circumstances in that final 2 minutes of that. I mean, I feel like that Chiefs-Bills game we'll talk about years from now. And maybe that sounds crazy, but so the Bills get the ball with a minute, 2 seconds, six plays, 75 yards, touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
They left 13 seconds on the clock. Obviously, KC is able to get in position for a field goal. But, like, we kind of forget that the Chiefs got the ball under the 2 minute drill. The Chiefs got the ball with a minute 54 seconds, five plays, 75 yards, touchdown. It's crazy. It was just crazy. So I had bet the over and was kind of like stressing about it. And then the Bills were able to score with a minute 54, and I believe that's when they went for two, right? When was the two-point conversion, Lanfield?
That was there. To make it go three.
It was there, right?
Because yeah, they were up by one. They would have been up by two, and then they went for the two to make it to where. And think
and
about
that. And that was an outrageous drive.
They went
that
for the two-point conversion knowing that, okay, if they get the ball back, they could probably go score a field goal, and we'll tie instead of losing a game if they kick a field goal. They had already thought that this team could move down the field on us.
Right.
And then you still kick the ball out the end zone?
That was later, but yeah. I mean, this is what's crazy. So the over doesn't hit in this game until there's a minute 54 left. The over then proceeds to go three more touchdowns and a field goal.
Yeah.
It's like unfathomable what happened in the last few minutes of that game.
I'm waiting for the numbers for that game.
Oh, like the television numbers?
Yes. That game was good.
It was
good for a long
time. The whole world.
Like, a lot of times it's like real late. That game was good throughout.
Hell yeah. Jason Campbell will join us at 11 a.m. Keep talking Chiefs, Bills, just the absurd display of football we got this weekend. Sorry, Miss Jackson. Woo! What is, Lanfield, what does PSA stand for?
Public Service Announcement.
Public Service?
Yes, Public
okay.
Service
I thought
Announcement.
It was Public Safety, but okay, Public Service Announcement. Here's a little Public Service Announcement for everybody. Don't check your retirement account. The stock market's on fire in the bad way, not the cool way.
It could be a personal services agreement, too.
Okay. Either way, don't look at the stock market. Don't look at your retirement funds.
Right, the stock market is for long term.
Keep working.
If you look at it every day, you'll lose your mind.
I agree, but don't retire today would be all my advice.
Depending on how soon you started saving.
Here's the thing.
If you're Aaron Rodgers, should he retire today?
I don't know.
That's a question we should get into later on.
So,
what do you really think he's
list.
Going to do?
It's on our list here.
You know, I like the flow. I don't. I call the offense.
I'm pro
from
flow.
The huddle. I don't like looking.
I had a. This is bizarre. I had a dream that I was freestyle rapping.
That was a dream.
Sounds like a nightmare.
All of a sudden, he thought he was Peter Rosenberg.
I don't know, man. It was weird. It happened. I think Aaron Rodgers is closer to retirement than Tom Brady is.
Probably.
Rodgers is just such a, it's not head case because he's, I don't think he's like not smart or with it. He's just such a solo act.
He is such a diva.
Yeah.
And people, as Terry Rubisky once told me, as long as you're doing what you're supposed to do and you're winning, people will put up with your BS. When you get to a point where you're not winning to the level they think, they will get rid of it. That is what we got to talk about right there. Did you see that play the other day?
Trent
Williams, they put him in fullback. He drops down the tight end. He knocks down his player and two of Green Bay players. That's what you need right there. You talk about a fullback.
I'm happy for that dude.
That dude, bro. Oh, Lord. Hey, when you call an offensive lineman a cheat code, that says a lot right there.
I just feel like with Rodgers, no one would be stunned if he walks away.
No, I wouldn't be.
I don't think he will.
If he walks away, I think he's doing it to try to manipulate something. I don't think he's just doing it because, oh, I really want to walk away. I think if he was to walk away right now, he's trying to manipulate a situation. And the thing about him, I can absolutely sit here and respect his game. I think he brings a lot of other stuff towards it that kind of screws up. Like, most coaches are talking about togetherness and moving forward. He's a guy who splinters situations. And when your quarterback is that guy, for the people in place head coaches, GMs, president, whatever you want to call them, that's a problem.
I got something for you, B.
What you got?
And you're right. Like, I think players love Rodgers, obviously. But on some level, it does create factions.
Yeah.
Whereas Brady seems to be such a unifier, right? Now, maybe in New England, towards the end, there were some factions there, but I think that was just kind of the Brady and Belichick factions more than anything.
Yeah.
But I got a bananas stat for you.
Mm-hmm.
Cody, you ready for this one? We've talked about it repeatedly this morning. How much time did the Chiefs have to get that field goal?
13 seconds.
13 seconds.
But they had timeouts as well.
They ran two plays and then kicked. When the Cowboys called that quarterback draw for Dak Prescott, 14 seconds.
They ran one play and the time ran out.
I mean, the Chiefs were able to go 45 yards and kick a field goal in less time than the Cowboys ran one play with their playoff lives.
You know why? One team has a group of professionals calling plays and running the show. Another team has all individuals trying to be the story. You got the coach, the head coach, the coordinator, D coordinator, O coordinator. They all are trying to be the man. And that's why that team screwed up. That team is loaded with talent. But I meant to ask you something this weekend. Just throw it out there real quick. We always talk about Cooper, Gallup, and CeeDee Lamb being the best three out there. But this weekend I saw three people who I think can be as good. Chase, Boyd, and Higgins.
Dude.
Them dudes are like a basketball team. Chase looked like the point guard, and the other two are just long and tall. You walk out there, I'm like, damn. And then they can play, dude. And they got Joe Burrow, the little young gun. I call him the young gunner. Gunslinger hanging that thing.
I was listening to the station on Sunday. I was running errands and stuff, and the station had the Nick Costos show. I can't remember what it's called, but it was real good. It was like a pregame show.
I listened to him. So
he's good. Yeah. And they had Will Brinson on, who's a friend of ours, CBS Sports. Brinson had what I think is the best nickname for Joe Burrow, called him the Ice Machine. Hey. That dude is just so cool at all moments. I mean, wearing those ridiculous sunglasses, like all of it, the confidence and swag that dude has.
A question I saw on social media, and I asked you this question. If the transfer portal was not available, would Joe Burrow be in the NFL?
I think yes, but who the hell knows, man?
Because think about it, though. The transfer portal is not there. He's still in Ohio State. And transfer portal, they can go to another school, and they're playing damn near instantly. He doesn't get a chance to go to LSU with all those people. We saw Dwayne be there. Will he get the job next year, or do they play another guy who they think may be more athletic? So it just made me think that there are a lot of people that never got a chance to play this level, that probably were as good as some that did, but they ended up in a bleeped up situation.
Yeah.
Is this something to think about? See, some good things do come from the social media every once in a while. I go through it sometimes. I'm like, and I go,
hold on.
Something makes me think.
Landville, he goes through it sometimes. Brian Keith Mitchell, you consume more Instagram reels than anyone on the planet.
But you have to understand what I just said. I say when I'm going through it sometimes, I'm like, something good. But the real, listen, one thing about social media, they know you and how you react.
And how to keep
they
you on
send
there.
Exactly, they send stuff about big tiger, like big cats, lions, tigers, all that type of stuff, leopards. They send cooking things.
They know what you're into.
They know what I'm into. They send bike riding exposés. And
people falling off bikes.
They send, like, I don't
know. You love,
know,
like, when a little kid kicks his dad in the nuts.
I don't know why I get all the new outfits that are coming out for women all the time. I get that all the time for some reason.
Former Washington football team quarterback Jason Campbell joins the program next. Break down a like wild Harry weekend
type
of action.
Mobbing stuff all the time for some reason.
Just go to break, dude.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.